there seems to be this epidemic of loneliness.
In a world where we are more connected than ever before, people are feeling more alone.
All these men who are alienated, it's like they're lonesome and they don't know what to do, and everyone piles abuse on them. Yeah.
There are men out here in the world who have genuine loneliness.
That most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true.
I've experienced what life is like as the lone wolf, a solo man on his mission to greatness. And I made progress that way. But it was only when I started to surround myself with other great men that my trajectory in life skyrocketed. It was when I enjoyed and looked forward to my friends' criticism. That was when I really started to grow. Men are not meant to be islands, alone and separated. We come from tribes where each man had his role to protect and provide for our people. You would hunt whilst I gathered the firewood. You sleep whilst I watch your back. That trust, that bond that we had as men led to our advancement as a species. We dominated the entire earth simply because we worked together. And now, from caveman to businessman, from hunter to customer service assistant, we used to matter to each other. When we look around these days, we do not see tribes. We don't see communities. We see each modern man alone, separated. That makes us weak. No longer. We will find our people, and we will build our tribe. What you're seeing is the first meetup of Adonis Academy, where I brought out 17 men from their comfort zones all the way up Mount Snowdon. Men who recently would never leave the house, now conquering a mountain. Together, because we are stronger together.